Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, our weekly update for Missouri corn growers across the state. And with me on the phone right now is Gary Marshall, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Missouri Corn Growers. And Gary, you were in Washington, D.C. last week. Missouri corn growers took to the Hill last week, and it was pretty much a perfect time to be there. I understand you had a lot of issues that you talked about.
We actually call it a perfect storm because four different issues that we've been involved with for a long period of time were all being debated hot and heavy in the U.S. Congress. We had discussions on the energy bill, on the highway bill, the WRDA bill, which is the water resources bill that's got the locks and dams upgrades for the Mississippi and Illinois rivers, and also the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Each of those issues very key to Missouri and U.S. farmers and our competitiveness in the world.
First, let's talk about the energy bill. What happened while you were there, and what's the status of that at this point?
A lot of discussion on the House side right now about where the renewable fuel standard should be set in the year 2012. We prefer the Senate number, which is 8 billion gallons. Right now, the House is stuck at 5. This is currently in a conference committee. We understand a lot of give and take, a lot of compromise, but we do not feel that this is one issue that needs to be compromised. At a time when we've got an average nationwide price for gasoline above $2.25 a gallon, it makes a lot of sense to add to that gasoline supply by using ethanol and help bring down the price of our fuel for all of the consumers. So we feel like the 8 billion gallons number is a very strong number, the Senate number, and that's where we want it to stick.
Now, the highway bill, why is that important to corn growers?
Senator Bond has put together an excellent package for Missouri, which should bring in an estimated $200 million per year more money back into this state for our infrastructure, for our roads and bridges and ports. That's very key, very important. In addition to that, there are also provisions in this bill to help support E85, which is the blend of 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline. Because ethanol is cheaper than gasoline, we're seeing a lot of E85 stations price their product 20 to 50 cents per gallon less than conventional unleaded gasoline. This has certain provisions in it which would allow tax credits for station owners to convert their existing infrastructure over to handle E85. So very, very key to supporting E85 in the future.
And WRDA, of course, last week was passed by the House. And what next for that?
The next step is that the Senate will begin debating the issue. There's going to be interest across the country and the issue of why should we upgrade our locks and dams. So we here in the Midwest need to help everyone understand that in order to be competitive, not only in the world, but also to help move our grain from the central Corn Belt down the Mississippi and then even up towards New England, we need upgrades in these locks and dams. We're talking about locks and dams that are 50 years old. This is long overdue, and we're going to fight for it very, very hard in the U.S. Senate. Again, the reason why each of these issues, energy bill, highway bill, the WRDA bill, CAFTA, four issues, kind of a perfect storm, very, very important to Missouri farmers. And each person out there listening to us today can do something by calling their congressmen, their senators, and expressing support for each one of these bills. The most important right now, probably expressing support to our House conferees, which in Missouri, we have Congressman Roy Blunt and Congressman Ike Skelton working in the conference committee on the energy bill. And it's very key to hold the level there for the renewable fuel standard at 8 billion gallons. That's the message.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gary Marshall, the CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers. And that's this week's Corn Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.